Very happy now to be joined by Rudy Gay of the Sacramento Kings. And as we were talking with Steph Curry, he's here to talk about Mattel's launch of Boomco's next generation of blasters. And we'll get to that in just a second. But Rudy, when I think about your time at UConn and Coach Calhoun and the success that that program has had still to this day, I think about that time he admonished the reporter about money, and I got scared. So as a coach, the fine line between teacher, disciplinarian, how was Coach Calhoun?
Well, I mean, to this day, he's one of those guys that, if he walks into the room, you're going to straighten up. You're going to be in your best behavior, he's been like that as long as I've known him, as long as he's coached me.
Now, when you made the move to Sacramento, a long time with the Grizz in Toronto, and you've just signed your player option a couple weeks ago, I know Kings fans are very excited about that. What's that like? Because being a Northern California native, I know Sactown, but as far as an NBA town goes, it's kind of out there on the periphery, but the town definitely embraces you. You got the new arena. The mayor is a former player. What is Sactown like for you as a guy who's played elsewhere?
Well, Sacramento is great. They have great fans, and being there every day is great. When you come out there, you're out there on the floor, and you see those people with their signs and their cowbells. It kind of gives you a little extra, incentive to win. But I think being in Sacramento and playing there, it's definitely changed my perception of the city.
No doubt about it. Now, the first-round pick out of Michigan, Nick Stauskas, and a shooting guard, maybe a little small forward, a guy who is going to look up to you. Is this a guy you're going to take under your wing? How do you mentor these younger guys?
I think the best way to mentor them is lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I've never been the type of guy to speak a lot and say this and say that. When I do, I feel like I have to, but for the most part, it's just lead by example. Go out there, work hard every day, and hopefully it becomes, people want to follow.
Now, I heard the commissioner today is kicking the tires on an idea of an in-season tournament, kind of like in soccer. They have an FA Cup, a knockout tournament during the season, lose and you're out. It sounds pretty exciting to me. I don't know if it's feasible just yet, but what are your thoughts about an in-season knockout tournament?
I mean, it does sound pretty exciting. Obviously the NBA is the best league in the world, by far to me. And I'm not just saying that because I'm playing it, but for that to happen, it'll be great. It'll kick up the competitiveness, and we'll have something. Sometimes, when you play an 82 game, sometimes it can get stale, and maybe that can kick it up a little notch.
Also, I wanted to ask you, and forgive me for asking if this offends you, but as a huge fan of the Wire and knowing that you're from the Charm City and, Amsterdam and all that other stuff, when you were watching that, did you think, hey, man, this is pretty close, or do you think this is ridiculous?
Actually, I never watched The Wire.
What?
It's crazy to say it. Yeah, it's crazy to say it. I never watched The Wire. I am from Baltimore, but I never watched The Wire. And, from what I heard, it seems pretty similar, and it was based on a true story. So Baltimore is definitely it's not an easy city to grow up on. But I will say that with situations like The Wire, you had to be in it to live that life, and from the outside looking in, it just seems crazy to me too.
All right. Well, it's online now, so you might check it out, Rudy, if you get a chance. I got five seasons of it. All right, I recommend it. All right, listen, you're here to talk about Boomco from Mattel. You're gonna be the Nickelodeon's Kid Choice Awards with Steph Curry. What's this all about?
Well, Boomco and Mattel have come out with a new blaster, new, more accurate blaster that is full of fun, and me and Steph. We had a lot of fun with them a couple of days ago, filming the commercial we did, and it's one of those things where it makes you feel like a kid again.
All right, very nice. Rudy Gay of the Kings. Want to remind everybody, Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards, that will be tomorrow night. You want to check it out in Boomco, the next generation of blasters. I'm speaking with Rudy Gay of the Sacramento Kings. Rudy, I'm down here in the Bay Area. We'll see you guys a lot this year. Best of luck to Sacramento, and maybe we'll catch up with you again down the road.
I hope I see you soon.
All right, thank you very much. That's Rudy Gay, everybody.